Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. How are you doing? Hope you've had a good day today. I hope the Lord has been with you today and you saw how He's touched your life today and how He's right there by your side and everything. I hope you've enjoyed your day because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Well, before we get started, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Let's pray that God will touch us with today's podcast so we can apply it to our life and grow in our relationship with Him. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come to You right now, Lord, we thank You for this day that You've given us. Lord, thank You for this podcast right now. Help us take this podcast and stir our heart, Lord. Stir our heart, Lord. Help us to grow in our relationship with You, Father, Lord. Lord, I pray who's ever listening, You touch them right now for Your glory, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. Today we are in God in our series, still in our series, God is Good, Part 10, Psalms 34:16, and today's title is Bad Ways. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about now is the bad ways of life and how that if you go that route, what will happen from Psalms 34:16. Now, Psalms 34:16 says this, "The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth." You look at that verse right there. It says, "The face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Who does evil and who does bad things? The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. And He cuts them off the remembrance from their earth. And what it's saying is, He doesn't remember them. He cuts the remembrance off of them right there. If you're not living for God and you're doing bad things and you're in the evil way of life, God's face is against you. Man, that's awful to know, ain't it? You know, and He doesn't remember. It's like your remembrance is cut off from the earth, like you're not even here and everything like that. You know, what I want to explain to you today, what is evil? What does it mean to be evil? The evil. When the Bible says evil, what does it mean? And also, I want to give you an answer to how that you can, if you are in that situation, how you can get out of that situation. Does that make sense? If you're in the evil part of this world, I want you to be able to know what this is and recognize this, but how can I get out of this, Brother Adrian? How can I get to a life of God and a life of Christ? Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about that today in our podcast. So I want to read the verse again. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And it's like it, the Lord is against people that does not do His will, that does evil, that choose not to live for God and wants to be in the evil part of this world. That's what the face of the Lord is against them. And he has no remembrance of them. But let's talk about what is evil. When the Bible says what is evil, What is it? What's it talking about? What does it mean? So I got some verses here that I want to read to you right here and help us explain what this is, okay? Proverbs 6:18, a heart that is devilish, wicked, imagination, feet that be swift into running to mischief. Isaiah 59:7, their feet run into evil and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts and their thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their path. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. If you look at those three verses right there, what it is a heart that is devilish, is wicked, okay? When we, first of all, where does evil come from? It comes from the devil. Let's put it that way. He is our enemy. We have to recognize who our enemy is. And it says here, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, which means is the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking who may devour. The devil is tricking you. The devil's tempting you. The devil's making you want to have this lifestyle evil. And what it is, it's going to bring destruction to you. If you keep falling into it and if you go after it, it's going to make you have a destructional life. Your life will be destroyed is what I'm trying to say and everything like that. You get into mischief. You get into trouble and you're always into trouble and everything because the devil's always tripping or is tempting you and tripping you up and tempting you to fall into that path. If you don't watch it, you'll get into a path of evil, which is you'll get into a life of trouble here on this earth. And as you get into that, you'll see destruction in your life. So that's what it means when it's evil, okay? Anything that's against God, okay? okay? Anything that you don't want to live for God, you don't want to live for Him, you don't want nothing to do with Him, or anything like that, and you get into this destructive lifestyle that the devil has tricked you in, that's what evil is, okay? But we have to remember, we have to remember who our enemy is. We have to recognize our enemy. And the enemy is the devil. And he's here to kill and to steal and destroy our lives, especially us Christians. He's here to destroy everything that we got. And we have to recognize who he is, because he's the one that is tripping us up in this lifestyle of evilness that we are in this world. Okay? I want you to remember that. Because right now, he's the darkness. He wants the darkness all the time. He wants to be in the darkness. He wants people to be tempted, and he wants to trip you up and make you fall down to temptation and everything like that. And like I said, you know, if you look at that right there, you'll get into mischief, and you'll get into bad things, and you'll get into evil things. And that's why we have to recognize that this is from the devil, not from God. This is from the devil. And that's why the Lord says, those who do evil, the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. He's against the ones that does evil. He doesn't want you to do evil, okay? He doesn't want to cut off his remembrance from the earth. Like it says, he'll cut your remembrance off from the earth. If you don't live for God, and you are in this evil lifestyle, and you live in this evil way of life in this world, you're living this way in this world, he's not going to remember you. The remembrance is cut off. Okay, does that make sense? Am I making sense here? I want you to understand. So if we give some examples, let's give some examples here about what, you know, I give you some verses here. Let's look at some, what is evil? I'm not going to point out sins, but what is evil? Anything we know against God, right? If we look at some examples, it says we get into mischief, okay? What does that mean? We get into trouble, don't we? We get into things that's not good for our lives, and we get into some trouble, okay? You know, in our heart. And our heart's like wicked, and we always thought bad thoughts, and we're just thinking bad thoughts, and we're always being down and out and things like that. And if you look at it, when you're down and out like that, your life is being destroyed by the devil. We don't want him to destroy our life. No, we don't want that. We want to get out of that. And that's the thing about it, because he's like a roaring lion. He wants to deceive you and everything. So when you're in this lifestyle of evilness that the Bible talks about, you're going to have your life will be destroyed, destructive and destroyed, and you'll be down and out and everything like that. And it seems like everything is just coming at you all of a sudden, and you feel like, how can I get out of this? There's got to be a way out, but how can I get out of this life? I don't want to be a part of this no more. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this lifestyle. I'm tired of living this way. I want to get out of this lifestyle. I want to get out of this evilness of the world. And as you look here, that's what the word says right here. So that's what evil is anything that the devil tempts at you, because he's like a roaring lion, okay? You know, when you have bad thoughts, you get into bad ways, you do bad things, you're going down a path that's going to destroy your life. Yes. So that's what evil means when it's in the Word of God, is that you're living a life that is where the devil's trip, I keep saying trip you up. Yes, he trips you up, but he tempts you. Forgive me on that. Yes, he tempts you, and when temptation comes at you, and you constantly fall into it, you constantly get into the wicked way of life, and you constantly get into these sins that you can't get out of. That's what it means, what is doing evil. But you know what? I have an answer for you. I do. I have an answer that, hey, I want to get out of this. And I want you to think about that for a little bit. Think about it. If you look at this first part, look at it a little bit and really study about what is evil. Just think about this for a little bit and everything. But guess what? As you think about those examples I give you, and you thought about some of those verses, what is evil when the Bible says evil. But I do have an answer for you. I do. I have an answer. And the answer is Psalms 34:14 says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. What's that saying? Just like I said, the two podcasts before, what that is that You can depart from evil. You don't have to live that life. No, no, no. You don't have to live that life of evil. You can depart from it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can get out of that life. Yes, you can. All you got to do is seek God. Hallelujah. Seek peace and pursue it. Hallelujah. You got to seek God every day. Go after God and live for God and do good. Depart from evil and do good. Yes, there's your answer, my brothers and sisters, my friends. There, you don't have to live in that evil lifestyle no more. No, no, no. You got an answer. You can depart from it and do good. Yes, you can. But you got to seek peace and pursue it. So what is peace? I'm going to give you some examples here. I'm going to give you some verses here in the Bible. Luke 1:7-9 says, "To give light to them that sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace." Psalms 29:11. "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Isaiah 26:3. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. As you look at these verses right here, it gives light to them that sit in darkness. Once that you were sitting in evil, now you're sitting in the dark. Now you're sitting in the light. You were sitting in darkness and evil, but now you're in the light. Hallelujah. In the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Hallelujah. Now you're in the light. Now you're living for God. Now you're letting him lead, guide, and direct you. Now you're finding the peace of God touching your life. Hallelujah. Now you're finding God touching you. Hallelujah. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek God every day and let him lead, guide, and direct you. Hallelujah. Now you're letting God take over. Now you're letting the light come in. And as you like to let the light come in, you'll let the peace guide you. How you guide your feet of peace. Hallelujah. You're going to allow the Lord to touch your life. Hallelujah. You're going to allow the Lord to lead, guide, and direct you every day. And when you do that, you'll find the perfect peace in God. Hallelujah. And it says, depart from evil. You don't have to go back to that life no more. In Jesus' name, you can keep going forward and keep going and keep going and keep going for his glory. Hallelujah. Because right now, you're finding the peace of God in your life. You're finding true peace. Now you're finding true happiness again. Now you're finding God in your life. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Now you're experiencing God in your life. Hallelujah. In Psalm 29:11, the Lord will guide strength into his people. The Lord will bless his people peace. Now the Lord is touching you. Hallelujah. He will give you strength in his people. He's going to give you strength. He's going to lead, guide, and direct you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when temptation does come your way, hallelujah, you'll have the strength to stand against it in Jesus' name. When that devil comes at you, you can rebuke him in Jesus' name, because he can't cross that bloodline. No, he cannot. He cannot cross that bloodline. Hallelujah. And right here, my brothers and sisters, my friends, right here, man, this is the answer: seeking peace, seeking God. And you can get out of that evil lifestyle when you start living for God and doing good and doing his will and let him lead, guide, and direct you. You'll say, "What is doing good, Brother Adrian?" It's doing the will of God in your life. Hallelujah. When you start living for him, you'll start seeing him lead, guide, and direct you, and give you new desires in your heart. Hallelujah. You'll see those new desires. Hallelujah. And he'll bless you with peace. Hallelujah. Because this peace right here that I'm talking about, this peace right here, can't nobody else give it. This world can't give you this peace that God can. Nope. This world can't give you. You might try to find it in other places, but you'll never be happy until you find God in your life, until you serve God, until you seek God, until you live for him. And that peace will overflow you. Hallelujah. That peace will touch you, and you'll find that perfect peace in him. Hallelujah. And that will satisfy. Hallelujah. I'll satisfy you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. He'll give you strength every day. Always remember that. He'll give you strength to stand every day. Always remember that, okay? And then you look at Isaiah 26:3. "That shall keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." Hallelujah. He's going to give you perfect peace. "And whose mind stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." Hallelujah. You trusted in God. Now you're seeing him touch your life. Now you're seeing him lead, guide, and direct you. Now you got your thoughts on God. Now you got your mind on him, because you trusted in thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're finding out how God is right there by your side. Hallelujah. Like I said, this is the answer that I'm giving you. Seek God, seek peace and pursue it, like it said. Seek God every day and keep following him. And then you don't go back to that lifestyle that you come out of. Hallelujah. That evil lifestyle that you once was in darkness, now you're in light. Hallelujah. And once you're in the light, hallelujah, God is going to touch you, and people's going to see you in a different way. People is going to see you in a different way. Yes, they will. And when they see you now, they'll see you, wow, God has really changed your life. And you can say, look what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done for me. So that's the answer right there. Like I said, what is evil in the Bible? We give you some examples. We give you some verses. And it's talking about how you get into mischief, how it destroys your life, and how the devil is a roaring lion leaking, wanting to go out and deceive you. Hallelujah. That's what evil means in the Bible. But we flip it around and we can get into the peace of God and seek God every day and seek His peace. And we can get out of that lifestyle and live for God and allow His love to touch us, allow His peace to touch us, allow His comfort to come upon us. And we can have a life of God, and we can, like it says, depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. And you're going to see that lifestyle for God touch you every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So some examples I want to give you here is this. You're not in darkness no more. Now you're in the light. He's going to guide your feet with peace. Yes, He will. He's going to lead, guide, and direct you every day. He'll give you strength every day to stand. And you'll find that peace of God in your life. So what does it mean to have peace? It means to have God in your life. And he is the Father of perfect peace in our lives. Hallelujah. Because you trusted in Him. You put your trust in God. And you're finding out how God is touching you, hallelujah, how that peace has come upon your life, how your new life in Christ now, you're not in darkness, you're in light now, hallelujah, how you're seeing God touch you every day, hallelujah. So like I said, with every podcast, I like to do an application. So today's application with this podcast is just right here. If you are in the life of darkness and you want to get out, seek God. Go after God. Seek peace and pursue it. Seek God every day. Pray to Him. Read the Word every day. Commune with Him every day. Go to church. Praise and worship Him every day. Hallelujah. Meditate on Him. Hallelujah. And thanking Him. And praise Him for what He's done for you because He loves you. He loves you so much. So application will be this here. Seek God every day. Because right now you're in the light, not in the darkness no more. You're not in the darkness no more. You want to live for God in this day and time because you want Him to remember who you are. Yes, you do. You take this verse here and what is evil? I give you examples of what evil is and what the destruction, what it would lead to. But now we want to be children of the light. Hallelujah. We want to live for Him and let His love touch us. Hallelujah. So application, seek God every day. Pray, read your word, worship Him. Hallelujah. Get with other believers and go to church and listen and allow God to speak to you through the sermon and through the praise and worship and everything. So that would be application right there. Seek God every day and do good. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before we go, I want to pray with you right now. I want to pray that God will touch you, that God will, whatever needs you have, give it to Him as we pray. And we're going to pray that God will be with you, lead, guide, and direct you. And we're going to pray that if you are in this lifestyle of evilness now, you can be in the lifestyle of the light. Hallelujah. The lifestyle of God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listening to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you touch their need right now for your glory. I pray, Lord, that you just be with them right now in Jesus' name. Father God, touch them for your glory right now, Father. Lord, whatever burden need they got, touch them right now, Lord, and let your love touch them, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for doing the work as we speak. You're doing the work as we speak. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Father God. Lord, we pray that this podcast today, they can take it and apply it to their life and grow in their relationship with you, Father. Lord, as we talk about what was evil in the Bible and how we can turn away from the life of evil and turn to the life of the light, the life of peace and the life of God. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that they take this podcast and apply it to their life and grow in their knowledge of you and their relationship with you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, thank you for hearing our prayer right now, Lord. I pray, Lord, who's ever listening, touch them right now, Lord, and be with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, listeners podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you today. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. Like I said, you can listen to our podcast. You can go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement, Aided by Adrian Ramey. You can listen to our podcast through the Anchor there. Or you can go ahead and also on our Facebook page, you'll see some devotional writings, some preaching videos, and some midweek encouragement, and some teaching videos, and also all these podcasts by audio with the Anchor there. We're on Anchor. Anchor is our sponsor and everything, so you'll hear our commercials throughout this podcast. So we're on Anchor, and they're our sponsor. We appreciate Anchor being our sponsor. We're also on iTunes, which is Apple Podcast. We're also on Google Play, Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We are on Spotify, all the major brands, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Radio Public. We're on all the major brands. Ever how you're listening, I want to say thank you. If there's any ones I missed, I'm sorry, but I say thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I hope you've enjoyed this, and I hope you can take this podcast. And like I said, I want it to be a discipleship, a teaching course for you, that you can take it and grow in your knowledge of the Lord, but also grow in your relationship with the Lord. And that's the vision of this podcast, is to let it teach you head knowledge. When you're teaching, when I'm teaching, I want to teach you knowledge, okay? But when I'm preaching, I want it to touch your heart. So I'm saying, and that's what this is all about. I want you to grow in your relationship with God, but grow in your knowledge of Him. And I hope it's been a blessing. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. If you have, leave a comment over how you're listening and everything. And also hit the subscribe button so you know when every new podcast comes out each week and everything. So I appreciate you listening and everything. And I want you to have a blessed day.